Chapter 1. Now.
You taste sweet, baby. Making love to you is bad.
The voice was coming from between Regan's spread-eagled legs. It belonged to the shaven-headed rapper, currently licking his, so he thought, expert way around Regan's tender flesh. He'd been there for the last 10 minutes, as Regan stared absently at the hotel chandelier hung above the bed. He was demonstrating, to quote him, the alphabet of love. It was a technique taught to him by LA's premier sexologist. As his tongue licked each letter of the alphabet onto Regan's exposed clitoris, she was supposedly guaranteed to come by the time he reached H. It hadn't worked. The only thing that felt bad right now, in the true sense of the word, was the inside of Regan's skull. She felt like her brain had been rubbed down with a sanding block. She was used to the feeling. She'd had the same empty, cranium-pounding experience after nearly every night of meaningless sex she'd ever encountered. Time to fake yet another orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bad boy. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're the man. Oh, I'm there.
She knew the lines off by heart. How to raise her voice with forced excitement, seemingly climaxing into a girly, satisfied squeal. Another testosterone-filled man, feeling that he'd written the book on female satisfaction. Known as Daddy-O to the CD-buying public, real name Norris, the rapper laid back on the bed, placing his hands behind his head. He gave out a gold-toothed smile, looking at Regan, and said,
"Who's your big Daddy-O?"
Regan knew it was time to leave. 10 minutes later, Regan stumbled along the Holland Park Road, leading from the hotel, looking for a black cab. She felt woozy, and still smelt of the previous night's excesses, her clothes impregnated with the odour of stale sweat from frenzied dancing. Her throat felt dry from hours of cocaine.
"Why the hell do I do it?"
she said to no one. One party just seemed to roll into another, and they all ended the same way, tired, cranky, and lonely. You could guarantee that Nush and Evie wouldn't be in such a state. Nush, with her famed gossip column, and Evie, the shining hope of the British film scene.